Mate of mine come across a meme the other day, and he relates to it beautifully because he's a tradie. G'day, Rob. Mm-hmm. He's on the road this time every morning, heading up to Rainbow today to do a job. They're doing some either old person's home or a hospital or something.
Okay,
he's doing
Rob.
Electrical work on.
Shout out to you.
You know, he said to me, I agree with this meme. He said, not that you'd appreciate it, Bilko, because he's not a tradie, but I thought you'd like to share this with the Zinc family. The meme says you only need two tools in life, and we're not talking about people here, okay? WD-40. And duct tape is all you need.
Okay.
If it doesn't move and it should, use WD-40. Yeah, I'll use that in the lawnmower and the bicycle most weekends. And if it moves and shouldn't, use duct tape. How good's that?
Yeah, that is good. I like that. He's dead right. The interesting thing is, though, and I don't want to...
What?
I don't know. All the comments that people are saying...
Oh, right.
Have you read them on Facebook? The comments are, you forgot zip ties. Yeah, definitely need zip ties. Oh, need some silicone if it leaks. Yep, cable ties.
Well, silicone is a bit of a tricky product, though, because the trouble if you don't use it quickly enough, it actually jams up in the tube. I've had, you know, plenty of those about to throw out.
Yeah, well, I think people have run with your meme in a bit of a different direction, Bilks, but that's okay.
What do you mean?
Oh, well.
Oh, the picture of
the cable ties.
Ivan Milat.
Oh, mate, seriously.
Wayne Kerr, seriously, mate? Seriously?
Anyway, but, all right, what's your favourite tool?
I actually find the shifter spanner.
The shifter spanner.
Pretty good at my place.
Okay.
Well, you need it to, because you've got various screws you've got to work on the bicycle or just, you know, taking the spark plug out or whatever the motor,
mate,
of the motor mower.
I think you're highlighting the fact that Ness does do all the handy woman work in your house.
She does the majority.
You don't use a shifter spanner for a screw.
Yeah.
Don't you use that for a bolt?
To get the spark plug out. Well, is that a bolt? Whatever it's called, okay? I just use a shifter to move the spark plug out, all right?
I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Or I use the shifter to, adjust the pedal on my bike, okay? Mm. I find that an essential tool as well.
Oh, look, for me, you can't beat a hammer. You know, a good hammer and maybe, I like a screwdriver.
The drink.
What about you cracking yourself up? No, look, for me, favourite tool, hammer... Yeah. Screwdriver or, actually, I stand corrected.
What?
100% saber saw / recip saw.
Don't want to be on the other side of that when you're angry with me or chasing, you know, your loved one around the yard.
I don't think you really get what I'm picking up, what I'm putting down, but that's okay.
I'm not picking up and I'm not getting it at all. 1-300-891-1929.
Informational videos involving saber saws and recip saws.
Are you talking the movie Saw?
No, I'm not talking that at all.
Now, Zinc family, what tool do you consider essential that you've got to have on you? I mean, WD-40 and duct tape, fair enough. We know that's an essential tool. What else?
You realise this question to the Zinc family is fraught with disaster, but I love it. It's before 7. What's your favourite tool? Is that what you're asking?
A bit worried where you're going to go this morning, Cole.
I would be too.
Come on, Cole.
Me? My wife would say me.
What? And are we talking...
No, he's the essential tool. He's the essential. I mean, are you the handyman at home other than Wendy?
I do everything.
You cook the
dinner?
You
do everything. What are we talking here?
Do the ironing what?
I don't do the ironing, but I do 99% of the cooking. I do any handyman work. I do the mowing, whip snippering, yard work. I do it all.
Well, in that way
you can... What about waxing? How do you go with waxing?
I don't think she'd trust me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Don't get a razor near you, mate. Your head's worse, you know, is bad enough. But Cole, I will pay that you being a tool, and I'm using that in the nicest way, that you are the tool of your household, as in you're very useful.
The essential tool.
The essential tool.
I even do a bit of painting at home.
Do you?
Yeah. Does Wendy appreciate you bringing nude models home? Yeah, I don't think she would. Thank you, Cole.
Thank you, Colin.
Emily, the essential tool at your place. Are you going to keep it nice?
Well, I didn't come with a cupboard full of shoes. I came with a well-equipped toolbox when I met my husband.
Really?
Oh, you're like my wife.
Yes, so they slowly started dwindling after I met him.
Oh, why? Would he use them and destroy them?
No, he'd just use them and want to put them back.
Oh, okay.
Now, mind you, he is a chippy and a builder by trade, so he had his own tools, just too lazy to open his trailer to get them out.
So who do you rate? Who do you rate better, though, Emily? Is it, you on the tools or him?
Oh, he is a good builder. I'll give him that one.
Okay.
But when it comes to the fiddly stuff, I better do it or it's out the window.
Or it doesn't get done, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, it took me 12 years to get a bedroom door on.
Yeah, that's right with a tradie.
Well, that old chestnut, hey?
That's right.
Either he's using it as an excuse to get out of it, or he's, doesn't mind a bit of exhibitionism.
That's it. But I finally got a key to his chippy trailer. That took me 15 years.
Oh, where's the love and devotion there? I just want to know, Em, why you would have a tool chest before you met him. Is that because, were you a handyman girl, or were you a tradie yourself?
No, I was just handy. So I grew up pretty much raising my brothers and sisters with not very good role models at all. So things had to get done. Someone had to do it. So it was pull your socks up and learn how to use some tools.
Good girl, Em. Well, I'm sure your hubby appreciates how capable you are.
He is. He is. He just needs to make sure he makes things level when he hangs them up, because he can't argue with me that it's not level.
Oh, I'm being your place, Em. All right, darling. Thank you so much this morning.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Em.
Bye, Bubby.